When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
It's the Opperman Report. Join digital forensic investigator and PI Ed Opperman for an in-depth discussion of conspiracy theories, strategy of New World Order resistance, high-profile court cases in the news, and interviews with expert guests and authors on these topics and more. It's the Opperman Report. And now, here is investigator Ed Opperman.
Okay, welcome to the Opperman Report. I'm your host, private investigator Ed Opperman. Okay, and this show is brought to you by... Oh, you know what? This show is brought to you by William Ramsey. He has a Patreon account he just set up just tonight. I just got the notification of it. And the link is up on my Facebook page, and we'll have a link up on the YouTube page. And... over on, the blog and all that kind of stuff. And the only problem is that it's the link is it's brand new, so it has like all those letters and numbers and stuff like that. But I guess if you go to Patreon, everyone's heard of that, right? Go to Patreon and then look up William Ramsey. Is creating books, films, news, and articles. Patreon, Patreon. And it's kind of a way to support William Ramsey's work, which I think is incredible. It's incredible work. So, show is brought to you by William Ramsey's Patreon account, and that's about it. And also, too, you can always go to OppermanReport.com and sign up for the members section, which helps to support the shows and keeps us alive and keeps us in business here. So we really appreciate that. Also, the Opperman Report GoFundMe account. Hey, by the way, I want to thank Big Earn from the chat room for sending us something off the GoFundMe Amazon wish list, little lapel recorder that we can use when doing interviews out in the fields and stuff like that. Thank you very much, Big Earn. Okay, or buy my book. Okay, let's see here. What a week. Spent about 14 hours at the dentist this week. That's why my voice sounded so bad at the beginning of that interview there with those... with the people about Timothy McVeigh. Now, after that interview, we followed up with a little bit of research on our own, okay? And we discussed with a source, PatCon, and that is the government group that was set up to entice right-wingers to engage in violence by infiltrating groups with government informants and operatives. There was a guy named John Matthews, and we're going to try and get a hold of him and get him on the show. And he's someone who knew the operations and the operatives. He's, Matthews was with Strassmeyer and McVeigh in Texas for training in the early 90s. Eric Holder knew of these operations. And, you know, he set up Fast and Furious. These were official operations, which Holder denied publicly, making him a liar. And, let's see. Oh, get this. One of these operations with these neo-Nazi groups, these Aryan groups, almost led to the destruction of the cooling system at a nuclear power plant in Alabama. The Aryan Republican Army was set up by the U.S. government. Its creation was an operation. Merrick Garland, the Supreme Court nominee, is a government man all the way. And he was inserted into this McVeigh trial in order, and he was involved in the cover-up of the information about the video cameras. And with the, let's see what else. Another guy, Richard Lee Guthrie of the Aryan Army, reportedly hanged himself while in custody a day before he was to give a television interview about an alleged cover-up to the death of Kenneth Michael Trentadue. So this is some information we've gathered since we recorded that interview and since I've been getting my teeth cleaned for a whole week straight. Okay. Okay, we're going to get into that. Okay, guys, relax. Okay. All right, so let's see. Everybody wants to talk about how... let's start off with that, okay? A note in the chat room about how people are getting paid to go protest at Trump rallies. Okay, sure. The theory is that George Soros is paying people to protest Trump. Right, and he's paying people to work at Occupy at Black Lives Matters. Okay, now everyone who's listening to the show right now has Google, and what you should do is Google Trump, George Soros, okay, and see what comes up. Trump and Soros have known each other for years. They are friends. Okay, they are allies. They are partners. Trump and Soros were co-defendants in a lawsuit. They were both being sued at the same time, but in the same, because they were in business together. Soros bailed Trump out of a building deal. 4 years ago, at the last election, Trump attended a Tea Party rally, and he spoke at a Tea Party rally, and he told them, do not give any a hard time to George Soros. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. So all you people out there who think that Trump and Soros is paying for protesters, he's not. These are legitimate protests, which are going to continue, which I'm going to encourage from this microphone. Okay, by the way. Okay. We had a little setback this week. Bernie lost New York last week. Okay. And all signs point that possibly Hillary can take enough delegates to get the Democratic nomination. What you should know is that if Bernie loses, your taxes are going up. Your taxes and my taxes are going up. Mine left because I got my own company. I have my own corporation. You can juggle things. If you're a working person, your taxes are going up. Under Hillary, under Trump, under Cruz, any of those, even Kasich. Okay? If Kasich becomes president, we may not have taxes anymore because there'll be unicorns falling from the sky. Okay. But any of the other three, your taxes are going up. They're all promising you stuff. Hillary is, Trump is, Cruz is. Okay, Cruz is going to get rid of the IRS. Nonsense. Okay, Trump is offering you all kind of stuff. They're not telling you where they're going to get the money from. Bernie is telling you. He's going to get the money from the 1%. He's going to get the money from the idle rich, from the billionaires, from Wall Street. Okay, from inheritance tax. So we know where the money, if Bernie was to get in, okay, we know where the money's coming from. He's telling, it's not coming from you and me, okay? It's coming from the Walton family, okay? If it's not Bernie and it's Hillary or Trump, they're going to tax the middle class and the poor, just like Obama taxed the poor with Obamacare. So Bernie, no tax, and you get that free stuff. You get free medical care, you get free college, right? Hillary or Trump, no free stuff and tax. Okay, so that's what you're gonna get. Now, Trump gets in. You may not have noticed this. The Trump campaign right now is a redo of Richard Nixon. Okay, he's got Roger Stone in there, who was a Nixon operative. He's got Paul Manafort in there, who's a Nixon operative. And by the way, those two characters were involved. You look up Webster Tarpley. I just got an email about that. Very interesting information about how when these guys are working for Nixon, they were called the torturers lobbyists, okay? Because those were the kind of guys that were representing foreign dictators who were torturing their own people, okay? Now, let's not forget also, too, that Roger Stone is a bedfellow of Al Sharpton. Roger Stone ran Al Sharpton's campaign when he ran for president himself. Okay? So these are the characters, if Trump gets in, that we're putting in. Even, now, if you notice this last speech that Trump gives about America First, that's straight from Pat Buchanan, who was also Nixon's speechwriter. That's where Pat Buchanan comes from. Okay? So it's very likely that Pat Buchanan wrote that speech or had a hand in writing that speech. So Trump is the new Nixon, okay? And also, too, you want to take a look at Pat Buchanan, too, if he has a role in the Trump in the White House. This guy's a Nazi sympathizer. He's all kind of stuff. But interesting, too, really weird thing with Pat Buchanan. When he ran for president, he picked this woman, Lenora Fulani, who was from the New Alliance Party in New York City. Lenora Fulani is someone I know, okay? Or at least I knew her back in the 70s and 80s when she was with the New Alliance Party. So that's a whole bizarre, she was involved with Lyndon LaRouche and all kinds of stuff. So that's a little monkey wrench and all this. I can't figure out what's going on with that. Now, the theory is the people who want Trump, right? Because you don't want to save on your taxes with Bernie. You don't want free medical care. You don't want a college education for your kids. But what you want is, because you like Trump, because you think that Trump is going to create jobs. Yeah, he'll do a great job of creating jobs. Maybe you can get a job over at Trump University. Okay? You become a telemarketer. And you can con people out of $35K a pop working at Trump University. Maybe you can get a job at Trump Modeling Agency. Did you see that lawsuit at Trump Modeling Agency? Where one of these young models, little girlfriend, I think it was Jamaica, something like that, made $1,800 in 3 years. Trump took 80% of her income. Okay, maybe we get a job like that. Maybe Trump will create a job for your 15-year-old daughter, folding towels at Mar-a-Lago in the women's locker room over there, just like he did for Virginia Roberts. Trump is probably more compromised than anyone in history running for president. On top of that, he's crooked, and he's simple-minded, okay? And if you don't believe he's simple-minded, just go look up Tasmania, okay? Try and find Tasmania on the map. I don't know if you heard that story because it's not played very much. They play his rallies ear to ear from start to finish. But this character gives a foreign policy speech where he's reading off a teleprompter, and they it says on a Tanzania, and he's calling it Tasmania. Okay. That's the clown you guys are running for president. Now, all you people worried about brother. If Bernie doesn't get in, I'm rooting for Trump. Okay? And I'll tell you why. I want Trump because it's going to motivate the left. It'll push this country further to the left, that's for sure. Okay? I think the people are ready to go further to the left than Bernie, too. And it will motivate street protests like we see today, like we saw last night. These people are not getting paid by George Soros. Okay? These are people that are outraged by this man's bigotry and blatant fascism coming out of his mouth. That's what people are standing up against, and rightfully so. Let's see how this plays out. Trump gets in. We get a motivated left, a radical left, that's going to take to the streets every day. And this is probably what we need now, is for people to start taking to the streets. The Democratic Party is corrupt from top to bottom. It's not just that it's the party that's corrupt and the lobbyists are corrupt, but these lobbyists have employees that they've placed in volunteer positions at the polls and in the party and in the different committee positions. So it's almost impossible for legitimate people to get in there and make a difference. Okay, as you saw with my broadcast from the women who were about to get arrested here at the Nevada convention, just for following the rules and doing what they were supposed to do. They got voted out and they were going to get kicked out. So maybe it's a good thing that they put Trump in, you know? Because I think it'll stir things up a bit. And we got all these... I don't think that the establishment hates Trump one tiny little bit. And that's why they give him cover to cover coverage from three times. The other day, they played three of his rallies from start to finish all day long. He's giving you nothing but free airtime. If you notice, Bernie gets no free airtime. Nothing. They don't even put him on when he's winning. So that's what I'm thinking. Okay. All right. Okay, one more thing I want to address is I got an email earlier in the week, a nasty message. Someone remarking on my show about, I think it was a show called 666, about how six members of the Warren family possess assets equal to 40% of this country's wealth. Okay. And it was a very sarcastic message saying, you know, Ed, you think that all the rich are idle rich and none of the rich work for their money. And they all, you know, it's not what I said. And what I'm saying is really not up for debate. It's not my opinion that the Walton family has hundreds of billions of dollars. These six members of the Walton family have assets equal to 40% of this country. That 170 million people have assets and savings equal to six people. That's not my opinion. Okay, we can't debate this. We can't argue about this because it's what the fact is. It's what Forbes has reported. The Walton family hasn't issued a statement saying, oh, no, we don't really have $100 billion. No, we don't have that. They haven't said that. Is the debate what is the source of their money? It's pretty well known that they inherited that money. They got that money by the fact of birth. So they didn't work for that money. Okay?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Is it debatable that they don't play they don't pay their workers a living wage, and that we have to subsidize their workers through food stamps? That they don't pay taxes? This is all public information. It's not debatable. It's not it's not my opinion. These are the facts. And why you would identify with them and not yourself? It blows my mind. I think part of the problem is, is so many of the things that have right-wingers upset, you know, are these wacky Facebook memes that aren't even true, you know? Like you'll see a post on Facebook about how Subway is back down to Muslims and they're no longer serving the pork in Subway restaurants because they don't want to offend Muslims, right? And then you look into it and you find out that, yeah, some Subway restaurants in the UK, in Muslim restaurants where no one is going to buy pork, stop selling pork in that. You want to demand that they sell pork to Muslims? You know, you're upset about that? You know, there's all kinds of dietary rules. If your store is in a Muslim neighborhood where no one can eat pork, and you have pork in that store, they're not even going to walk in the door. They can't eat off that table because there's been pork on that table. You know, don't you understand? So, you know, why would you force them to sell pork to people that aren't going to buy it? But that's just one issue. Another one was this thing that was coming out a couple of years ago, right? And it was so stupid. It's so ridiculous that there was a UN treaty, right, that was going to come out on July 27th. Remember Dick Morris kept writing these articles about this, that the UN had formed, the U.S. had signed a UN treaty that was a small arms ban. And this was Obama's way to get around the Second Amendment. And after July 27th, I think it was like 2014 or something like that, that there was going to be a UN ban on guns, and that's how they're going to come get your guns. They're going to confiscate your guns starting July 27th. Okay? Everybody was posting this thing all over the freaking place. I knew it was crap. And it's obviously crap. Okay? Oh, brother. Okay. July 27th came and went. The UN treaty banning small arms sales had nothing to do with U.S. gun sales to private citizens, and your guns were not seized. Okay? And again, you could try and debate me on this. Okay? Here it is, 2 years later, and nothing changed. The U.S., the Second Amendment wasn't overruled. No one came and seized your guns. They did not stop the sale of guns in the United States. This U.N. treaty had nothing to do with what goes on here in the United States. Oh, boy. Now, I had a guest on last week. I think it was Saturday on American Freedom Radio. By the way, tomorrow's going to be Kathy O'Brien on American Freedom Radio and People's Internet Radio and Public Streaming Radio. No, Public Streaming Network, PSN. And Awake Radio, of course, starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow night. And also, too, the news stations, IPM Nation Radio and Deprogrammed Radio, that are both. In fact, Deprogrammed is playing us live for the first time tonight. And IPM Nation Radio, we just started on there, and I just looked at the ratings over there. We're in the top 10 of all their shows on their station. So thank you for that, guys, for your support. We really appreciate it. So tomorrow I'm going to have Kathy O'Brien tomorrow at 5 o'clock. But I guess it was last week I had a guest on my show, and we were talking about a little bit of this and a little bit of that. What was the main focus? Well, first it was global warming. Then it was Tavistock. And, you know, then chemtrail, you know, a little bit of everything with this guy. And during the conversation, he mentioned to me, he says, well, read Agenda 21. It's all in there. And I said, and I've heard everybody talk about Agenda 21, but I've never read it, you know? And as a matter of fact, I wondered if Agenda 21 was something that really existed or if it was just kind of like a mythical Agenda 21. It was just something that people talk about. That doesn't really exist. So I looked it up and I Googled Agenda 21. And you see all these wonderful YouTube videos, which of course have all the answers in the world. Oh, by the way, too, if you don't believe me about Dick Morris, claiming that the UN was going to take your guns in July 27, two years ago. Dick Morris, by the way, worked for the Clinton administration. There's a YouTube video, so we know it's true. There's a YouTube video. U.S. will sign gun control treaty on July 27th, Dick Morris. Google that on YouTube. Search that on YouTube, and you'll find his video telling you how any day now they're going to come take away your guns. Of course. Of course they are. Okay. So this guy tells me about Agenda 21, and I think, you know, Agenda 21, and does it really exist? You know, you hear people talk about it. So I Googled it, and it is an actual UN resolution. It's a non-binding resolution, by the way. We signed it, but non-binding means you don't have to, you can ignore it. You don't have to, you know, comply with it in any possible way. As a matter of fact, when you do read this thing, you'll find that there's no consequences for not following any of the guidelines or suggestions or anything like that. And even when they, in Agenda 21 itself, by the way, I read the whole thing, okay? Because that's just what a silly goose I am. I sat this week, going to the dentist and all this crap, I sat down, I read all 300 pages. It's not that big a deal. It's 300 pages, but there's like four paragraphs or five paragraphs on each page. It's like double spaced. You know, it's really, really light reading. You can get through this. A lot of it's repetitive. They repeat themselves over and over. It's kind of like a legal document. And the wording is kind of flowery wording that you would find like in a resume, you know, to find synergy with a cooperative workforce and a growing company and you know, elaborate in the you know, that kind of BS that they have in the beginning of a resume, you know. And by the way, I've done thousands of job interviews. You're not impressing anybody with that kind of crap in your resume, okay? Just get straight to the point. Tell people what you've done for a living and how you want to support the company. Okay. So I said, I'm going to sit down and read Agenda 21. And when you Google Agenda 21, there's all this stuff out there about chemtrails and depopulation. And they want to take people from rural areas, create wildlife preserves, move people into the cities, and it's going to be like city prisons. And then they're going to spray us with chemtrails, they're going to take away our water rights, take away your property rights they talk about, right? This is what all the video, every single one of these videos talks about this nonsense and this crap. Every single one. Okay? I can tell you, after reading Agenda 21, that none of that is in there. Okay? As a matter of fact, many times it's the exact opposite of what they're claiming. And we'll get to that. A little background first. Okay. Okay. A little background on Agenda 21. When I was a kid, I guess it was 1977, I went down to Yippie headquarters, one of my first times down there. And they said to me, read Global 2000. I says, Global 2000, what's that? He says, well, it's a Jimmy Carter-sponsored UN document, you know. It's a plan, and it's to depopulate by the year 2000. And all this, FEMA was involved in it, all kind of stuff like that, FEMA. Because Jimmy Carter founded FEMA, you know. And it always stuck in the back of my mind that in the year 2000, some stuff's going to hit the fan because of Global 2000, right? Well, the year 2000 came and went. Nothing happened, guys. Okay. All right. There wasn't the FEMA camps. There wasn't the concentration camps. There wasn't all this stuff. None of that stuff happened, man. None of that stuff happened. So now what's the latest boogeyman is Agenda 21. And so I post on Facebook and I says, okay, guys, has anybody read Agenda 21? Can you tell me, you know, without citing the Glenn Beck book? You're using Glenn Beck as your source? Or these stupid YouTube videos, which are complete and utter nonsense, and not even close to what's in this document. Can you point out to me something in Agenda 21, by quoting Agenda 21, that disturbs you about Agenda 21. I get the usual. Yippies. Y-I-P-P-I-E. Yippie headquarters in New York City. At 9 Bleecker Street. No one, even people in that thread, the thread went on for quite a bit. No, even for days it went on. Till today. Now, no one person in there really went in. Sean Duff went in and read a little bit. All they could provide was either YouTube videos of an interview with someone who, again, never quoted the UN Declaration itself. Only gave their opinion or their conclusion about what was in the document. And this became a pattern that I noticed. And then people started telling me, Ed, read this book about Agenda 21. And it baffles me. Someone would actually go out and buy a book about Agenda 21 and not read Agenda 21 itself to find out what's in it. It's not Agenda 30. It's Agenda 2030. Okay, and I haven't read that one yet, so who knows? There could be something. That could be the one. Agenda 2030 could be the one that ends the world. Okay, let's take a commercial break here, okay? And when we get back, I'm going to give you quotes that disprove all of the allegations about Agenda 21. Now, I just want to clarify one thing, because it seems that I cannot make myself clear to people any longer. I no longer make sense. I'm no longer easily understood as a speaker here. Okay. I am not in favor of a one world government. I am not in favor of the New World Order. Okay. I am not an advocate of the UN and surrender and having a one world communist dictatorship under Bernie Sanders or any of this bizarre stuff that people are jumping to conclusions with. All I'm trying to say to you is I've read the document. You can read it too. And then the debate is solved. I've read it, and here's my conclusion. You can read it and give me your conclusion. Or you cannot read it and go watch a YouTube video with a bunch of crap in it and nonsense in it. So that's what we're going to get to when I get back. Youth International Party, that's right. Okay, my friends, we'll be right back after these messages with more wonderful ramblings. Bye. This is your host, Private Investigator Ed Opperman. And if you're enjoying this show right now, there's more. You can get more. You can go to the Ed Opperman YouTube channel and you could subscribe there. And we have archives of all of our past shows for over the past 3 years, about 200, 300 shows. You can also go to the Opperman Report Spreaker channel and you could follow us there. Again, a ton of shows, about 300 shows on there. And whenever we do an impromptu show, an emergency type broadcast that we do during the week occasionally, you'll get an email notifying you of breaking news and spontaneous broadcasts that we may do during the week. You can also go to OppermanReport.com and become a member. If you become a member, you help support the free archives on Spreaker and YouTube, and you help support the free shows on Friday evening and on Saturday evening. Each of these shows, Friday evening and Saturday evening, are carried for free on 7 internet stations, okay? So you help support that, but also, too, at OppermanReport.com in the members section, we have exclusive content. Shows that are recorded during the week that are only available to members. So please check out OppermanReport.com and help support the show.
The son of a Polish immigrant who grew up in a Brooklyn tenement Bernie Sanders. He went to public schools, then college, where the work of his life began, fighting injustice and inequality, speaking truth to power. Bernie moved to Vermont, won election and praise as one of America's best mayors. In Congress, Bernie stood up for working families and for principle, opposing the Iraq War, supporting veterans. Now he's taking on Wall Street and a corrupt political system that holds up a rigged economy. Bernie's campaign is funded by over a million small contributions from people like you. He's fighting for living wages, equal pay, and tuition-free public colleges. Bernie Sanders.
People are sick and tired of establishment politics, and they want real change.
Bernie Sanders. Husband, father, grandfather. An honest leader. Building a movement with you to give us a future to believe in.
I'm Bernie Sanders, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bernie 2016.
Check out strawmanmusic.com. Sean Duff is our webmaster here at the Opperman Report, and he's a very talented musician. He's part of a band called Strawman. They're based up there in Canada. Don't hold that against them. These are like-minded folks. If you like the shows you hear on the Opperman Report, you'll like the music that they have over at strawmanmusic.com.
Enough is enough. Wall Street's greed and illegal behavior drove this country into the worst economic downturn since the 1930s. And then, after getting a huge taxpayer bailout because they were too big to fail, it turns out that three out of the four largest banks are bigger today than they were before we bailed them out. That's crazy. I'm Bernie Sanders. My plan, break up the big banks who are strangling our economy and make them pay their fair share of taxes. Then we can invest in the middle class, expand Social Security, and provide universal college education.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'll rein in Wall Street behavior so they can't crash our economy again. Will they like me? No. Will they begin to play by the rules if I'm president? You better believe it. I'm Bernie Sanders, Democratic candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bernie 2016.
You know, you can get a copy of my book, How to Succeed as a Private Investigator, if you go to my website, emailrevealer.com. Now, this is a limited edition book, okay? And you can get a signed copy of this book, and it'll be personally autographed to you or whoever you want to give the book to as a gift. Once you have my signature on that book, you can copy the signature and put it on checks and pass them all over the world. Emailrevealer.com, get a copy of my book, How to Succeed as a Private Investigator.
He's fought injustice and inequality his whole life, Bernie Sanders. As a college student, he was arrested for challenging segregated housing. Bernie marched with Dr. King and thousands of others for civil rights. In Congress, Bernie stood up for working families on health care and jobs. Now he's taking on Wall Street banks and a corrupt political system that keeps in place a rigged economy. Bernie Sanders. a reformer who believes in ending racial profiling and mass incarceration so the justice system works for everyone. Bernie Sanders.
There is no president who will fight harder to end institutional racism and reform our broken criminal justice system.
Bernie Sanders, an honest leader building a movement with you to give us a future to believe in.
I'm Bernie Sanders, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Bernie 2016.
Oh, boy. Welcome back to the Opperman Report. I am your host, Private Investigator Ed Opperman, the heretic daring to question the sacred Agenda 21. I was going to have organ music with the scary music about Agenda 21. Anyway, I see all the chat rooms are really upset. Let me tell you a couple of things here. I am from New York City. You may not be able to tell from my Scottish accent. Okay. The UN, as you may know, is located in New York City. The property for the UN was donated by the Rockefellers. Did you know that most of the people that work in the UN building are American citizens? Even people, I've been in the UN building, okay? My father's friend, his best friend, as a matter of fact, from high school, is a security, well, was anyway, a security guard at the UN. By the way, he's an American citizen. Okay? Dated a girl who was born in Staten Island. Her parents were from Egypt and Jordan. Okay, I think I told this story before. Her father was a lawyer and an accountant. Her mother was a doctor and a lawyer. And they had offices in Egypt, and I believe it was Jordan, but they lived on Staten Island on Toad Hill, and I dated their daughter. She later on became a delegate to the UN for a third country, a third Middle Eastern country. Okay, so she was a delegate, a UN delegate, okay, but was a U.S. citizen. I'm sure she had to register as a foreign agent, but the point I'm trying to make is that this building, this scary building, this scary UN thing, right, that's taken over the world, right, is mostly operated and run by U.S. citizens in the United States, in New York City. Now, you heard me and Jim Watson. Everybody, they hear Mayor Rothstein, they like to make the sign of the cross. Oh, everything he says is gospel. Mayor Rothstein said to you on this show that all those UN delegates are all compromised. They're all blackmailed. They're all infiltrated. They're all wiretapped. This is obvious. Okay? Look, if you can find the old videos, look up the ambassador from Grenada after Grenada was invaded. Look up the press conference with him. Okay? And you tell me you think the UN is some kind of a scary place. You see these YouTube videos and Facebook memes, right? Oh, look at this. 50,000 UN tanks on a train going through the United States. Look at them, all the UN tanks. Oh, my goodness. What are we going to do? The UN's going to invade the United States and take us over and enslave us and make us wear funny hats and work on farms under Agenda 21, right? How many soldiers, how many troops do you think the UN peacekeeping forces have? How many? Wouldn't you guess? You think 100,000, 500,000? You know, the U.S. Army is 2,200,000, right? U.S. Armed Forces. For an example, Cuba has a standing army of 145,000 men. Cuba has a very impressive air force for a small country. They have like 250 fighter jets. They're a very impressive air force. Compared to Canada, has like 45 fighter jets, okay? I'll give you an idea. Do you think we're afraid of Cuba? Do you think the United States is afraid that Cuba's going to come in and invade the United States and take us over? Cuba has 145,000 standing army, but they have a reserve army of another 100,000 men, plus this big air force. Are we afraid of Cuba? Is anybody listening to the show right now afraid of Cuba? They're going to come invade us and take over, and we're going to be subjects of Cuba? If I have something to say about it, we will. But we don't. We're not, unfortunately. Okay? Even Cuba, with the 250,000 guys they can round up, okay, the United States is not afraid of Cuba. How many soldiers do you think the UN has? 89,000. They got 89,000 guys with guns, okay? Plus, they got like 10,000 military police. And by the way, they're scattered all over the world doing all kind of nonsense. Effective peacekeeping. New York City, NYPD, has 35,000 cops, uniformed cops, armed. Any given day, without missing a beat, without inconveniencing NYPD, they could have a planned raid and go to the home of every UN employee, every UN delegate, and arrest their friends, their families, and their employees, everyone involved. Snatch them all up in one day without blinking an eye. Now, what would happen if NYPD did go in and round up every UN employee one morning, on New York morning, a crisp April morning, or May morning, perhaps? May 1st, May Day. We go and take them down, right? Where would, by the way, too, the UN peacekeeping forces, the United States pays 30% of that tab, okay? We pay for 30% of this army that we're afraid is going to come invade us and take us over. With the UN troops, the UN tanks, and videotaped on YouTube. Okay? If we were to take down the UN building in New York City, where would they rally up their forces and their conspiratorial and powerful people to take us over? And where would they mount their attack from? From Tasmania? From Tasmania they would, right? They would go to Tasmania. That's a likely place. The Trump Tasmania they'd go. That's where they'd headquarter. The UN does not do a single thing that we do not allow them to do. That's a fact. Okay? Let's get into Agenda 21. Okay. Agenda 21. Scary, scary document. Oop, how much time we have left? Hope the time's over. I want to go to bed. Get this over real quick. Okay. First thing you need to understand about Agenda 21. These are all suggestions. These are all ideas. These are all promotions, things they want to promote. Okay, let's some of the scary stuff. Combating poverty. Creating employment opportunities. Protecting and promoting human health conditions. Now, what about Ed? That's what they say to you. That's the tricky. They just say that to lull you into feeling good. But there's secret bad stuff in there that they're going to do to you. And that's just to make you feel good. Right? That's the theory, right? Okay. Now, but it's really the New World Order. And it's the international conspiracy. And it's the globalist. Addressing the debt issue. Okay? This is one of the things that is in Agenda 21. Maybe this is one of the reasons why everybody wants you to hate Agenda 21, addressing the debt issue. In regard to the external debt incurred with commercial banks, the progress being made under the strengthened debt strategy is recognized as a more rapid implementation of this strategy is encouraged. Okay, basically what they're saying is the parties to such negotiations to take into account. I thought I had all this. Multilateral institutions actively engage in the strengthened international debt strategy to continue to support debt reduction packages related to commercial bank debt with a view to ensuring the magnitude of such financing is a consonant with the evolving debt strategy. Creditor banks to participate in debt and debt service reduction. Do you understand that? What they're saying is that these small, poor countries should get a break from their debt. Not just their debt, but the debt service, the interest as well. They want their debt reduced and the interest payments reduced and the servicing of that debt reduced. Now, who benefits from that? The small poor countries or the rich international, the Rothschilds, the rich, the IMF, the central bank, the Federal Reserve, right? They're saying, hey, big banks, lower your interest rate for these poor countries. You understand? Now, who would be upset about Agenda 21? The poor people or the big banks? Who wants you to hate Agenda 21? Okay. Protection of the atmosphere, combating deforestation, managing fragile ecosystems, protection of the oceans. Environmentally sound management of toxic chemicals, including prevention of illegal international traffic in toxic, dangerous products. Environmentally sound management of hazardous wastes. Environmentally sound management of solid waste and sewage-related issues. This isn't good stuff. You're against this, honestly. Putting aside that it's all a trick to fool us and somehow take our property and somehow take our water and send us on these little prison cities, because we're going to get to that in a minute, because none of that's in here either. Global action for women towards sustainable and equitable development. Children and youth in sustainable development. Recognizing and strengthening the role of indigenous people in their communities. Strengthening the role of non-governmental organizations. Local authorities, initiatives in support of Agenda 21. Strengthening the role of workers and their trade unions. You're against that, right? Boy, this gets worse and worse. Strengthening the role of farmers. Isn't that what they wanted on Bundy Ranch? Isn't that what they wanted up at that bird preserve up there in Oregon? How come it's okay for them? Because they got cowboy hats on? But it's not okay for the people in Africa or the people in India, the poor people over there, for their farmers to be strengthened. Explain that to me. I can understand someone like Glenn Beck, okay, that when he sees these commercials with these starving kids in Africa with the flies buzzing around them and these kids are starving to death over there, that he says, I don't give a damn. Okay? I wonder about people that listen to my show, okay, that can have that kind of attitude. And they can say, well, no, we want the International Monetary Fund. We want the central banks to have all that money and not give it to those kids over there. They don't deserve clean water. Now, what are the means of implementation of all of these suggestions? Well, now here's where we're going to have FEMA camps. We're going to have prison chemtrails. We're going to take all your water. We're going to put people in city prisons, right? That's what you're expecting, right? It's not there, guys. Financial resources and mechanisms. Okay, they want money from the rich companies, the rich countries. Transfer of environmentally sound technology. Okay, they want technology transferred from the rich countries to the poor countries. Promoting education, public awareness, and training. Information for decision making. There's no teeth to this document. There's no consequences for no one obeying this document. There's nothing out there. There's no FEMA camps, okay, in your wildest dreams. There's no penalties for not. And the only thing that they have here for implementing these suggestions are raising funds for more awareness and study and information gathering. Okay, it's basically a puff piece. Nothing to be afraid of, certainly. And nothing that's ever going to be done anyway. Because there's no reason to do it. The banks aren't going to suddenly negotiate their debt down for these poor countries just because this document suggests they should. You understand what reality is? Now, Ed, why would anyone want a one-world government having control over local policies? Agenda 21 is favor of a one-world government with centralized control by the evil UN to pose its will on little people like you and me, Ed, and the Bundy Ranch folks, right? Well, let's see what it says inside Agenda 21. focus on the empowerment of local community groups through the principle of delegating authority, accountability, and resources to the most appropriate level to ensure that the program will be geographically and ecologically specific. Empowering women through full participation in decision-making. Respecting the cultural integrity and the rights of indigenous people and their communities. Promoting or establishing grassroots mechanisms to allow for the sharing of experience and knowledge between communities. Empowering community organizations and people to enable to achieve sustainable livelihoods. This is like the Constitution for rights, okay, outlining people's rights in the world that you're against, that you're afraid of.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Who told you to be afraid of it? Glenn Beck first told you to be afraid of it. And then after that, the snowball started rolling and everybody went along with it. Because nobody bothered to read this thing. So it's not a one world government dictating to local areas. It's the other way around. They're trying to empower these local areas. Now, let's see. Okay, there's a lot of stuff here I could read, but you know, I didn't really edit as well as I should have. Ed, private property and eminent domain. Agenda 21 is an attack on private property rights. And that's why we should be afraid, because they want to take away our private property rights. Even here in America, they want to take away my land and give it to some people in Africa. That's the theory. Oh, my God. The broad objective is to facilitate allocation of land to the uses that provide the greatest sustainable benefits and to promote the transition to a sustainable and integrated management of land resources. In doing so, environmental, social, and economic issues should be taken into consideration. Protected areas, private property rights, the rights of indigenous people in their communities and other local communities, and the economic role of women in agriculture and rural development, among other issues, should be taken into account in more specific terms. Anyway, and we'll get to that. But the fact is, it specifically talks about safeguarding private property rights. So everything you've been told about this takes away private property rights is specifically wrong. It's a plot to make people move to cities and keep us sick with chemtrails and fluoride and prison cities, force people to move from rural areas to cities. Okay. There is a need to develop strategies to mitigate both the adverse impact environment of human activities and the adverse impact of environmental change in human populations. The world's population is expected to exceed 8 billion by the year 2020. 60% of the world's population already live in coastal areas, while 65% of the cities with populations over 2.5 million are located along the world coast. Several of them are already at or below the present sea level. Now, that's one thing that's interesting in here, because they are concerned about so many people living in coastal areas below sea level. It looks like they're expecting flooding. Okay? But the thing is, it specifically is against people leaving rural areas to cities. All countries, especially developing ones, should, as appropriate, formulate and implement programs to reduce the impact of the phenomenon of rural to urban drift by improving rural conditions. It talks over and over about improving rural conditions, better health care, giving them loans, banking in rural areas, all kinds of stuff. So this idea, providing livable incomes in rural areas. There's nothing whatsoever in here about moving people from rural areas to cities. It's the other way around. They want to stop the migration from rural areas to overpopulated cities. So I don't know where people came up with that craziness. They want to take away and control our water. It should be ensured that rural communities in all countries, according to their capacities and available resources and taking advantage of international cooperation as appropriate, will have access to safe water in sufficient quantities and adequate sanitation to meet their health needs and maintain the essential qualities of their local environments. There's nothing in here, guys, about seizing water, about putting fluoride in water, about chemtrails, about any of that nonsense. That's all made up to scare you. Now, we can debate this, okay? Or you can sit down and read the document for yourself, okay? And there you go. And I'm noticing here, glancing in the chat room, that now people are kind of conceding, okay, maybe there's nothing scary in the agenda, but there's other documents. There's other UNO. There's other resolutions. There's other ones that are scary. Ooh, the scary ones are different ones. Okay, maybe that's true. Okay? Maybe some people just need to be afraid. Okay? Tonight's subject was Agenda 21. There's nothing in it there goes along with all these hucksters and hoaxers telling you to read Agenda 21 and you're going to find out about chemtrails and depopulation and all that kind of nonsense. It's not in there, guys. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. Wasn't too happy with their presentation. What are you going to do, right? All right. So tomorrow is Kathy O'Brien. And coming up, we got a lot of interesting stuff coming up. I got this guy who wrote this book about how to steal an election. He was a Republican guy who was convicted of rigging an election. Let's see here. Oh, I got Ward Churchill coming on. Going to interview Ward Churchill about COINTELPRO and about the Red Army faction. He's an expert on both. What else here? Oh, this is funny. Going back to my notes here. A lot of crazy stuff. Looking for my guest coming. Oh, you know what I have coming on? It's really cool. You know that woman who was 100, her name was McLaurin, and she's 115 years old, and she went to the White House, and she met Obama. And she was overcome and started dancing. Okay. I have her coming on the show, believe it or not. I can't just imagine 115 years ago. She was, you know, before even cars, I think she was alive. So I can't wait to talk to her, man. Monty Francis wrote the book Ice Bone, Tracking an Alaskan Serial Killer. Dennis Brooks, Too Pretty to Live, The Catfish Murders of East Tennessee. Ward Churchill we got. Brooks, I don't know who that is. A couple other people, too. Want to thank all the new stations, IPM Nation, Deprogrammed Radio, People's Internet Radio, American Freedom Radio, been so kind to us here, helping us out with everything we're doing. Don't forget the GoFundMe/Opperman Report. We're trying, all that's left on there is video equipment, if filming equipment. I need a camera and it would be great to get a video camera. You know, a video camera and a digital still camera to get some work done. Got a lot of stuff coming up the next couple of months. So we can really use your support with that. Opperman Report member section. And support the shows. The membership is dwindling. We need to get that back up. Okay, guys? Because I did the show last week about, and I think a lot of people missed the point I was trying to say. It wasn't just that a payday didn't come through. This was my retirement. I was counting on this money. This is something I worked on many, many years that I was counting on this money, and now it's gone. So, you know, we're readjusting, we're refocusing here. They're going to build up the shows here. Things could have been a lot easier for us if we had that money, because immediately I would have went on many, many, many stations, and we could have had a real platform. But, you know, what are you going to do? So we keep struggling, right? Keep moving forward. All right, guys, good night. I'll see you tomorrow, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, with Kathy O'Brien and her husband, I guess. I'm not sure if they're both coming on or what, but we're looking forward to it. All right, guys, good night. Thank you so much.